Maseches Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. Fascinating Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Anichnas la'ir. If a person visits a city, Veinu makir adam sham, but he doesn't know anybody there. So he has the problem of needing to purchase food, but not knowing who he can trust regarding the tithes. So normally the rule is, as we established in the previous Mishnayos, that if a person is not formally accepted upon himself to be a ne'eman, reliable regarding tithes, then he can't be relied upon. But here the Mishnah has a leniency, and this leniency is being driven by the fact that a person who's traveling is presumably short on cash, and therefore we don't want to make him have to tithe unnecessarily so that he can preserve his money as much as possible. So the Mishnah says, such a person, Amar, if he says, Mi kan ne'eman, mi kan ma'aser, who here is reliable, and who here tithes properly? It's a discussion in the Mefarshim why the double language, the difference between being ne'eman and being someone who is ma'aser properly. The Bar Tanur doesn't make a fuss of it, so ostensibly he does look at it as being significant. There are different pshatim. Perhaps ne'eman means ne'eman regarding tumas and tara, etc. But for our purposes, it makes no difference. The point is that the person is asking, the out-of-towner is asking, where he can buy properly tithed foods. Amelo echad. If a person in the marketplace says, ani, he says, you can trust me, I tithe properly. Eino ne'eman, that person has no ne'emanus, he has no special believability because he's just an amaretz ostensibly who hasn't taken this proper commitment, and therefore his food is demai like anybody else's. However, amelo, if instead the person in the marketplace says to our out-of-towner, ish ploni ne'eman, there's a person over there, and he can be relied upon. He's the guy where everyone, you know, shops from to get their properly tithed produce. Hareze ne'eman. The person in the marketplace who is giving assurances about another person can be relied upon, as if he were, so to speak, an independent third party, and therefore our out-of-towner can rely upon his assurance and go to that other person to whom he was referred to buy food, and it can rely on the assurance of the first person who he encountered, who assured our out-of-towner that this salesman sells properly tithed foods. Now again, under normal circumstances, that would never fly. But here the rabbis are being lenient because we want this traveler, who presumably is short on cash and has limited resources, to be able to save as much money as possible. The mission continues on now, even more interestingly. If after our out-of-towner goes to the first person requesting a referral, and he gets referred to the second person, and now he actually buys, let's say, his, you know, wine from the second person, halach likach imenu, he buys that wine, amar lo, and then our out-of-towner says to this second person, let's call him, you know, the wine merchant, mikan mocher yashan, who here sells yashan? Now, the word yashan literally means old, and according to the Bar Tanur, referring to the mitzvah of yashan as opposed to chadash, which requires that New Year's grain can't be eaten until after the Korban Omer has been brought, or after the 16th of Nisan, as the case may be. So before that, it's forbidden to be eaten. So the question here, according to the Bar Tanura, is where can I find grain that has not just been properly tithed, but also is from last year's crop, and therefore permitted to be eaten? And that's the Bar Tanura's pshat. There are other pshatim. Many object to that and understand yashan here means just old, meaning quality seasoned produce. But we'll go with the Bar Tanura for now. Where can I go to find yashan, so to speak, kosher wheat? Now, amarlo, the second person, meaning that wine salesman who was referred from the first person, who let's say is, you know, the baker, if the wine merchant says you can rely on that baker, as the Mishnah says, amarlo, mi sheshalacha etli, that baker who sent you to me in the first place, he can be relied upon to sell you yashin. Go buy your bread stuff from him. Afal pishen kagomlin ze etze. Even though it seems that they are in cahoots, one with the other, meaning, you know, first the baker referred our out-of-towner to the wine merchant, and then the wine merchant referred back to the baker. So it seems suspicious. Nevertheless, hare elu ne'amanim, since each one is, you know, stands on his own merits, and we have this leniency that the rabbis put in the first place, we can rely on both of their referrals, even though it looks a little bit suspicious, and that will be the halacha.